Amen. Well, we have your Bibles tonight. I know y'all do. Let's run over to our springboard verse over in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 4. And we're talking on a series of a hostage no longer. Amen. We talked last Sunday about, what did we talk about last Sunday? Somebody tell me what we talked about last Sunday, about being a hostage. A hostage to insecurity. Amen. Amen. We'll pass the CDs out so y'all can hear it again so you'll know what we was preaching on last week. But we talked about hostage to insecurity. Amen. Tonight, let's look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Once you get there, let's all stand. We'll read, we'll pray, and we'll see what God has on the agenda tonight. Look at the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 and verse number 18. And the Bible says that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And here's our part that we want to focus on: to preach deliverance to the captives, those who are prisoners of war, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And we're going to talk tonight, this little thought, a hostage to hurt. A hostage to hurt. Father, I pray, God, tonight for your help. I pray, God, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, you forgive me of any sins in my life that would hinder you from using my vessel. I pray, God, you scrub me. I pray, God, you wash me. I pray, God, you make me pliable, make me usable. I will let my mouth be your mouthpiece to speak to the precious soul that have gathered here tonight, as well as those who are tuning in, live streaming, Father, those who will be watching later, those who will be listening on sermon audio. I pray, God, you take your word and begin to plant it into our hearts and let it spring up and cause great things to take place in our lives that will simply astound us because of you, Father, and the power that you possess. We ask, God, to help somebody tonight, because, Lord, we know that somebody needs to touch. Somebody needs a healing from the Master. And we ask God to do that. And God, there's one among us who has some hurt. Hurt from the past, or perhaps a hurt in the present. I pray, God, you come by and not only put some salve, but I pray, God, you bring great true healing, deliverance. And for that, God will shout hallelujah. God, help us. If there's one among us who's not saved, blood-bought, born again, what a night to receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And then, Master, if I've left anything out, please, sir, meet that great need too, and we'll shout your praises. For it's in your Son's name we pray, we plead, we beg, we cry out in Jesus' name, Father, our great Savior, Father, a holy God. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. A hostage to hurt. Of course, our springboard verse and the middle part of the verse says that Jesus, I've come to do something. I've come to preach deliverance. I've come to proclaim, to cry out deliverance or release from bondage to the captives, those who are prisoners of war, those who are perhaps are captive by some enemy. And the word hostage that we've chosen to deal with being a captive means a person held captive, a person kept against his or her will. There's a lot of things that try to capture us or to keep us as a hostage or to hold us that will hinder us from moving forward. And one of those things, I believe, is something called hurt. Hurt. Hurt's real. The word hurt means to cause bodily or mental pain or distress. So it could be a physical thing, but it also can be a mental thing. And as I was looking it up and studying this thing out, the first thing I realized, some facts about hurt, is that number one, hurt is omnipresent or worldwide experience. What is omnipresent? That means it's everywhere. There's not one person that has not experienced hurt. There's not one person that has not experienced some type of pain. And this worldwide, whether it be in the United States, whether it be overseas, whether it be down the street, whether it be right here in the church, every person has experienced or will experience hurt. This hurt, it comes in different kinds. Like I said earlier, it's physical and it could be emotional. This hurt is different in degrees or scales. They reminded me of a doctor's office. You go in the doctor's office, you tell them that you're in pain or you're hurting. They'll have all these little faces up there. And they'll say, well, which one is it? And you'll say, well, It's that one right there. The highest one. The one that the person looks just totally just all jacked up, you know. But it's different degrees of pain. Some people can take a lot of hurt. Okay. But at some point, they're going to max out. Okay. So we all have maybe different degrees of pain or different degrees of hurt. But nonetheless, it's hurt. Okay. But not only that, my dear friends, we find out that some hurt is outward. It's outward. It manifests itself outward. But then some hurt is hidden. Nobody knows a hurt that's on the inside. It's an inside hurt. And then I began to study a little bit further. I found out that people respond differently when they hurt. When some people are hurt, they withdraw. Okay? They withdraw themselves from perhaps our fellowship with others. They withdraw themselves from perhaps our family function because some family member or a situation happened where they were hurt in that family. So you say, well, you know what? I'm not going to hang out with them anymore because I'm hurt. So they may withdraw. They become withdrawn. But there's some people that still withdrawing, the way they respond is by aggression. They strike out at others. Sometime when you go to school, we got some school teachers or some who worked in the work with children. You know, sometimes you'll find the kid. Why is he so bad? Why is he always lashing out? He's always picking up toys and trying to hit some other kid. And you'll find out he's hurt. And what he's doing is his way is getting out. It's coming out of him. It's aggression. It's, you know, and then sometimes you can get a chance to sit down and talk with them. You'll find out what's causing them to be hurt, what's causing them to be in pain. Sometimes even in church, we worship one another. And we see some people, when some things are said to them, they react aggressively. Say, what's wrong? All I said was this. Hey, man. Because they've been hurt. And by the way, if you've been hurt in the church house or the place we meet for worship, a lot of times some folk, because they've been hurt in church, they surely, all they want to do is come in and be clock in at 11. And when 12 comes or whatever time, let me clock out. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved in anything. I don't want to get too close because the last time I got close, I got hurt. I was wounded emotionally. And then even in some cases, I was wounded physically. And they may withdraw or they may even act out too. But people respond differently when they're hurt in all types of ways. But one great thing is this. Jesus understands your hurt. He understands my hurt. The Bible tells us that Jesus was rejected. When you rejected, that hurt. I never forget. You know, I mean, you know how you give out all kinds of illustrations, examples of how you was this and how you was that. But there's one I hardly ever give out. Which one is that? When I was going to school with John Hay. When I was with John Hay, I remember being in 6th, 7th grade. And it come time to, you know, play softball. You know, you're going to pick teams. And man, every time they pick teams, I was always near the, don't be laughing, Brett. I was always near the left. I'm like, what is this? And this one girl, her name was Sandra. And they would always pick Sandra over me. And I'm sitting here, now that mess you up. So then when I would get the best, Steve, I mean, I was just sweating and I'd be nervous and I'm at the house, man, I'm one of the first two people picked. But now all of a sudden, they picked me way down here and now my hands are sweating and the ball coming. It's big as this. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to strike out. I mean, it's going to make me look bad. But that rejection hurt. It did. And anytime you're rejected, it's a hurtful thing. So sometimes that causes hurt. But Jesus understands that. Being betrayed. Jesus was betrayed. Jesus betrayed him with a kiss. Huh? You've been betrayed? Jesus knows all about it. But on that, my dear friends, also being falsely accused. My soul, that really hurts you. You know? I mean, whether it's a big accusation or it's a small accusation, just the fact that you know it's false, this ain't true. And you try to explain to people, this ain't the truth. This is not the truth. And they don't want to listen to what you've got to say. No, 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 you probably did. You know, that's a frustrating thing to be falsely accused. And then when you're trying to defend yourself, they say, no, I know what you meant by what you said or what you did. I know the whole thing. Wait a minute, but that's not the truth. I wasn't even feeling like that. A lot of time that happens a lot between husbands and wives. We accuse each other of all kinds of stuff. I know why you did that. You're like, why I do that? Because of this. You're like, no. Yes, you did. So now you're saying, not only are you falsely accusing me, now you're saying I'm lying. You know, well, you know, shoe fits where. But wait a minute. Hold on a second. But not only that, my dear friend, we'll move off that one. Not only that, my dear friends, but Jesus understands not only how it is to be rejected or betrayed or falsely accused, but also to be physically assaulted. They punched him in the face. Huh? Not only that, my dear friends, they strung him up on the cross and they speared him in the side. They did all kinds of things. He knows what it is to be physically assaulted. And sometimes we may have been physically assaulted. That's a hurt. It's a genuine hurt. But preacher, I've been hurt. And because of my hurt, I'm a hostage. But the great thing is this. You don't have to stay a hostage to hurt. I want to give us a good example. Look with me over to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 24. Here was a man that was hurt. He was hurt tremendously. But it's amazing how he responded to his hurt. Look at 1 Samuel chapter number 24. 1 Samuel chapter number 24. Yeah, it's a familiar character in the Bible. I don't know if this is a familiar verse as many others are about him. Some of us know of it. But it's amazing how he responded when he was hurt. The Bible says in verse number 1 of chapter 24 of 1 Samuel, "And it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, and it was told him, saying, hey, behold, David is in the wilderness of Engedi." Now, let's pause for a second. If you remember the story, you know, I mean, David had killed the great Goliath, you know, and even at one point, King Saul would have David to come in and play his harp when that evil spirit would come upon him, and David would play the harp for him, and that evil spirit would leave. And then all of a sudden he was almost in the inner circle. Well, he was in the inner circle. I mean, Jonathan, Saul's son. I mean, he looked at David like a brother. He loved David. But then as time began to go on, all of a sudden there was some jealousy. Because all of a sudden, my dear friends, they were saying these great things about David. And then Saul got jealous. And as he was there, the Bible says he took a spear and tried to kill him. He's sitting there playing the harp. He threw a spear. He kept on going, you know. But would that hurt you? Somebody turn on you? I mean, at one time, my dear friends, man, I like you. Then all of a sudden, jealousy and envy. And now all of a sudden, my friends, David's on the run. And here's King Saul right behind him. You ain't going to take my kingdom. And David's like, I'm not trying to do. But yes, you are. But how does David respond when he's hurt? The first thing we see is this. The temptation, watch this, to hurt. Sometimes when you and I have been hurt, or if we are a hostage to hurt, we'll be tempted to hurt. Seek revenge, get back. And look what the Bible says. The Bible says in verse number 2, "Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes," the Bible says, "by the way, where was the cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet. And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him," ooh, my. Second, "behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee." He said, hey, we got a chance to get back. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And the Bible says, and it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. But here he is. David's hiding in the cave. And all of a sudden, here comes a guy who has hurt him. Here comes a guy that wants to kill him. Here comes a guy that wants to destroy him. And he has a chance to kill him. You know what? You done hurt me. I'm going to hurt you now. He has an opportunity. And sometimes, my friend, because you and I have been hurt, we are tempted to hurt back. Oh, I can get back at them now. I can get back at them for what they've done to me. So what David does, instead of killing him, David cuts off his skirt Okay, there's a whole lot involved in that. But he does that instead. But then the Bible says as soon as he does that, something happens. The Bible says in verse number 5, David's heart smote him. So we see the temptation to hurt, but then we see the conviction of David's heart. David's heart smote him. It struck him. It scourged him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master. The Lord's anointed to stretch forth hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So the Bible says, so David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David had an opportunity to get even, to get back at Saul. But then all of a sudden he was convicted. There will be times when you have been hurt and you have an opportunity to retaliate, to get back at a person. You'll be able to knock their legs from under their feet. But the question is, how are you going to respond? Well, I'm going to tell you what, my brothers and sisters, if you got the Holy Ghost living inside of you, all of a sudden you get convicted. Right. You get convicted and say, oh my goodness, what am I about to do? Because you know what? You know, the Bible tells us, it teaches us that two wrongs, the basic principle teaches that two wrongs don't make a right. Well, preacher, where is that at? I'm glad y'all asked. Look what the Bible says in Romans. Look what it says in Romans, chapter number 5, I believe it is, or 4 or 5, or it's around there, or chapter 12. It's in a lot of places. 12 will work for us. Look at Romans 12. And look what the Bible says in verse number 19. The Bible says this, or verse 17. The Bible says this in Romans 12, verse 17. The Bible says, the word of God says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. The Bible says, don't repay evil for evil. That's not a good thing, the Bible says. Verse 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with evil. With good. Ooh. So he says, don't retaliate. But oftentimes when somebody's hurt us, we'll seek to do that. But then the Holy Ghost will convict us. Flip back over. The Holy Ghost, he's convicted, my dear friends. And his heart smotes him. His emotions, his feelings, his will, it smotes him. Says, Dave, what you doing, man? What you about to do? And then we see next the declaration of truth from David. Verse 8. And David also arose afterward and went out of the cave and cried out to Saul, saying, my Lord, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, Saul had no idea. The Bible says David stooped with his face to the ground or the earth and bowed himself. David, what you doing, man? And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. You've been listening to folks who's been telling you, I want to hurt you. But man, I didn't want to hurt you. They're lying on me. I've been falsely accused. And he stoops down. Wait a minute, David. This is the guy that's after you. He wants to destroy you. But David stoops down, my dear friends, in humbleness towards Saul and said, I'm not trying to hurt you, Saul. And he goes on to say this. Behold, verse 10. This day thine eyes have seen how the Lord have delivered thee today into my hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee. But my eye spared thee. I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. David said, I had an opportunity to hurt you back. I had an opportunity to get even, but I didn't. I want us to ask ourselves the question, when you have the opportunity to get back at somebody, when you and I have the opportunity, and the opportunity will come, to get even with someone, how are you and I going to respond? Now, some of us might be here tonight and say, you know what, preacher? Uh-oh. I responded wrong. On the job, I saw they made a mistake, and I saw it was going to go down further, and somebody going to pick it up, and they're going to get in trouble, but I didn't let them know. Because they've been after me. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to even tell them. I'm not going to say nothing. You wait till the supervisor see that, they're going to get in trouble. They always trying to get me in trouble. I'm going to let them get in trouble. I've got an opportunity to get back. Huh? And my friend, that can go in so many different ways and so many different areas. How are you and I going to respond? Look what David says. David said, man, I ain't trying to hurt you. Huh? I could have killed you. I could have took you. Some folks was encouraging me too. You ever had anybody to encourage you to get back even, to get even with them? Go on. You got a chance. Go on. Go on. But then some inside said, no, that ain't right. And then look what David goes on to say. David said in verse number 10 or verse number 11, moreover, my father, see? Yeah. See the skirt of thy robe in my hand? For in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not. I didn't kill you. No, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand. I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. You're hunting me. You're chasing me. You want to destroy me. You want to hurt me even more. But not me. I have the opportunity to get even. I could be a hostage to the hurt that you put on me, but instead, I'm not going to do it. And watch what he says. His realization of God's justice. Verse 12. The Lord judge. The Lord sentence. The Lord vindicate between me and thee. And the Lord avenge me of thee. The Lord punished. The Lord punish. But my hand shall not be upon thee. Does that not sound like Romans chapter 12 and verse number, go over to Romans chapter 12 and verse number, I think it's 11 or so. Look at Romans chapter number 12 again. And the Bible says this, Romans 12 and verse number 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy, he's your enemy. If he hunger, he says, starve him to death. No. He says, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. So, yeah, I'm going to burn, baby, burn. Wait a minute, that's still revenge, ain't it? He can't mean that. But what he could mean is this. That person would be embarrassed. Embarrassed by what they're doing to you. But yet you're responding differently to them. The Bible says right here. He says you feed them. Be not overcome of evil. Don't be overcome of hurt. And then he goes on to say, my dear friends, but overcome evil, overcome hurt with good. The right response, my friends, is not to retaliate. The right response is to let God handle it. And instead, my friends, maybe practice something called forgiveness. But preacher, I was hurt, man. It was true. It was because, by the way, Saul was chasing David. And then he wasn't chasing him because he wouldn't tell him he wouldn't have a party at his house. He was chasing David. He wanted to kill David. He wanted to slay David. And by the way, even when he was killed, when Saul was killed, others rejoiced, but not David. David did not rejoice because his enemy was hurt. This enemy left this world. Instead, he mourned. Because David, my dear friends, by the way, he was a real person. Just like you and I, flesh and blood. The Bible says, my dear friends, even when his own son wanted to hurt David, his own son wanted to kill David, his own son. And by the way, my friends, when his son was killed, they were rejoicing, but David was sad. But David, he has already hurt you. You have to run out the kingdom and grab all your stuff. You're on the run. Don't you want to retaliate? And by the way, he's now dead. He keep on coming. He won't. And Joab sat. Was it Joab? It was Joab. Was Joab? Who was it? Joab cut his head off. Who? Oh, cut Absalom's head off. Oh, that was Joab. Joab said he was tired of this. But David didn't go and pat him on the back. Good job, Joab. That's a whole nother sermon. But nonetheless, when his enemies were hurt, or when those who hurt him got hurt, David did not rejoice. And friends, if we let hostage or let hurt cause to be a hostage, then if we're not careful, we'll internalize it. If we're not careful, we'll be aggressive and we'll lash out and try. We'll hurt other people. You know, sometimes a person can be in a relationship where they were hurt, they were wounded, they were torn apart. And now, my friends, they're no longer in that relationship, but they have determined, I will not be hurt again. I will not be wounded again. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lock myself up in this cage and nobody's going to get in. Okay, I might remarry. Okay, I might get married again. But you know what? They're going to hurt me again. So you know what? I'm not going to let them know just how much I really love them. Because the last time I poured out my heart, the last time I opened myself, I was hurt. I was stabbed. I was wounded. So you know what? Not again. And now my relationship that I'm having with my spouse now, it's like there's always something there. And it's always a problem there, but it's because of a hurt back over here. So I or from one job to the next, one supervisor who had done you no harm. But because the other supervisor hurt you, you know what? I'm not going to give them all my time on this job. I'm not going to sweat myself. Last time I did all that, I was sweating hard. I was working. I poured my whole self into my job, and they didn't care. They stepped all over me. The next time I work on the job, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my 8 or my 12, and I'm not going to do anything more because I was hurt before, and I will not be hurt again. The list goes on, but that just lets us know that we are a hostage to our hurt, but we don't have to be a hostage to our hurt. And it starts by realizing that Jesus understands exactly what you're going through. But he says over there in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, I've come to break you out of captivity. I don't want you to be a hostage to hurt. Whatever has you captive, whatever has you a hostage, I don't want you to continue to be a hostage. We got 3 questions and we're done. The first question is this. Are you a hostage to hurt? Are you a hostage to hurt? Secondly, are you tempted to hurt back? Are you tempted to hurt back? Thirdly, do you realize God will handle it? God will handle it. Last one, simply a statement. Let's talk to God. I could give you many other illustrations from the Bible. When David came back and they found that the women had been taken and the people turned on David, they wanted to kill David. But the Bible says David did something. He strengthened himself in who? In the Lord his God. The Lord encouraged him. You go to God, he'll encourage you. And it'll help free you from the hurt. He'll help you to no longer be a hostage to that hurt. You might have to battle through it, but God will give you the strength to be able to battle through the hurt that you may be experiencing. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. I've done my best and the time allotted to try, Lord, to help us, all of us. And I'm using the word us because I'm talking about myself too. Lord, we've been hurt in various ways, different ways. Some in ways we can't even mention publicly. But it was a real, genuine hurt. But I pray and ask God that your Holy Spirit would help us to realize that the longer we let this hurt keep us as a hostage, Lord, we're caged in, and it will hinder us from going forward or perhaps